interrupting my regularly scheduled programming of Wild Nights to bring your attention to Project 2025. You may not know what Project 2025 is because you're busy. There are other stressors in your life that have made it impossible to do some investigating. Maybe you have screen limits that you're obeying with the utmost respect. Therefore, your algorithm is Nara Smith and pimple popping videos exclusively. Maybe you met the love of your life and the two of you took an impulse trip to Turks and Caicos. And the only breath of air the two of you have taken is for a little snack break. If that's the case, enjoy. But for the rest of us not getting head in the tropics, we have to stay informed. Don't worry, I'll lay it all out for you like the quippy quipstress that I am. And by the end of this, you'll be able to hold your own in the wild should a conversation about Project 2025, aka the Beta Manifesto, should arise. Maybe one of the supporters will come your way and you'll steal one of my jokes to torch him. Plus, after we cover Project 2025, aka the Beta Manifesto, we're gonna play a game of Smash or Pass with all the contributors of it. Do you think they'll all be passes? Do you think they'll all be passes? The Beta Manifesto is built up of 5 pillars. Number 1, policy agenda. Number 2, the common defense. Number 3, general welfare. Number 4, the economy. And number 5, the independent regulatory agencies. Diving into the first pillar so you get an idea of how this pops off. The far right wants to have an army of loyal conservatives. Getting rid of the officials we have now. That's right, Washington. They're taking your jobs. How will they find this army of doofs? The legal term for them. Well, from a LinkedIn-like database, of course. How else? The vetting process must be spectacularly racist. And let's be crystal clear. This roadmap to ruin is a blueprint not just for Trump, but for any president who becomes the next conservative president. It's meant to overhaul the government. Under the Beta Manifesto, the president will answer to no one. Bro, no one? This is a guy who had dollar blackjack at his casino with a terrible payout. I was there doing my own research on Wednesday mornings in Atlantic City. I know that there was somebody above him on the casino board who was like, hey man, this dollar blackjack's a terrible idea. Don't do it. Now imagine if the whole country was Donald Trump's casino and every little sector of it was one of his dollar blackjack tables. Not good. One of the focuses under the first pillar is they have a 180-day playbook for the first 180 days of office. This playbook is to get their plan underway. It's a step-by-step guide. And guess what? According to what I said earlier, if the conservative president using the Beta Manifesto decides, hey, I don't like day 125, change it, they can do that because they have all the power. There's a plan in place to get rid of the administrative state. And maybe you're like, what? No, not the administrative state. Or maybe you're like, oh, what? No, that's crazy. And for those people, I'm gonna let you know what the administrative state is. The administrative state is like the fourth branch of government, but it's not technically the fourth branch of government. They've lived together for years. They celebrate all their holidays together. All the members of Congress call it ant administrative state. You get it. Under the administrative state are the EPA, FEMA, the Department of Homeland Security, Social Security, and HUD, to name a few. When new laws are passed, areas like these are created to oversee the new law. If you got a law, you gotta oversee it. They even have their own court systems. Every one of the previously stated agencies are supposed to be run by an expert in their field. The president is a person who appoints the heads of these agencies. So that's why, I don't know, if you have a lunatic president, they might appoint a lunatic head of these agencies. And that's bad. But do you know what's way worse? Getting rid of the administrative state entirely. Liberal, conservative, and everything in between and outside. If you think things are bad now, the administrative state holds power. And that's why they want to get rid of it. They want to crush it. Poof, sayonara structure. And those are just a couple of points in pillar one of five, by the way. Here are some of the greatest hits. They want to do a complete ban of abortion with no exception. But please, not even in the case of incest and rape and molestation? Could you throw us gals a bone beta manifesto? And I know this whole project is probably the brainchild of the descendants of kissing cousins. It takes a unique gene pool to be this cruel. They also want to ban contraceptive. How about instead of banning contraceptive, you, I don't know, do a little bit more research on it. We're bloated. We're mood swinging. Our weight fluctuates and it's hard to lose and gain. Hormones out of control, and don't even mention the long-term effects of taking it. So what? So that Tyler, who's not technically allergic to latex, can bust a nut in your gut, being generous, by the way, and us women save the world from his spawn? How can you call America the land of the free if we're not free to do that? It's an insult. It's shots fired at Tyler, who just wants to bust a nut, and it's a direct attack on women. Additional tax breaks for the 1%. Now, 1%, I'm talking to you. If you hoard all the money, who's gonna buy your stuff? This may be a short-term dopamine rush for you by getting your quick little tax break, but in the long term, the fiscally lowest of the 1%, they're coming for you next. Oh, and anyone who's middle class, lower middle class, lower class, if you were at January 6th, I just wanna let you know it's a war against rich versus poor, okay? That's what's going on. They're not on your side. Saying that, I feel like I'm letting a friend know that their partner is cheating on them because I saw it, so I have to be the one to tell them. Okay, this is really hard to tell you, but I'd rather you found out for me. Yeah, I saw them give a tax break to the 1% with my own two eyes. They were just playing you this whole time. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry you had to find out like this. And I'm just really, really sorry. But you are going to get over the 1%. You're going to meet somebody who's not trying to use you as a puppet in their game. You're going to meet somebody who's not trying to destroy your country for their own selfish gain. Come on. Let's forget about them and let's go to drag bingo. You'll love it. They want to eliminate unions. Why? Because they know that the people are stronger together. It should be obvious. I feel like it's obvious, but maybe it's not obvious. I just keep seeing that Oprah meme in my head where she's like shrugging. Am I the only one who thinks in memes? They want to raise the retirement age, which will be necessary when they cut Social Security. Society's most vulnerable may seem far away now, but you don't stretch and you don't take your vitamins and we both know you don't floss. Never mind the hours of doom scrolling you are giving your life. I'm here to tell you in the blink of an eye, and if you don't start making some changes, you're gonna wake up and be society's most vulnerable. Oh yes, and you don't wanna work now as it is, but imagine being 75 years old. You've lived through 4 pandemics and you have to carry around a personal air conditioner and a little umbrella just to stay alive. Care now about those receiving Social Security. And care now about a world in which our elderly can put their feet up and relax, especially if they didn't stretch when they were younger. They want to cut Medicaid. What is Christian about that? No, I'm genuinely asking, what is Christian about that? Where in the Bible is Jesus like, yeah, fuck them. I'll wait. They want to eliminate the Department of Education. This next part is just for Americans. If you're not American, scroll, 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 and leave the room and shut the door behind you. Okay, between us, between family, do we really think they should be cutting the Department of Education? But this stays with us, but America, they're beautiful, they're curvy and unique. America's a great athlete. America's a pop star. America sometimes is really fashion forward and trendy, but they're young. And the prefrontal ain't fully frontal. Catch my drift? They ain't there yet. While our teachers deal with gun safety, virtual learning while competing with social media, being underpaid but still paying for their classroom supplies out of pocket. We want to rip America's only stable lifeline to intelligence.
That is so classic us.
The good news is they want to use yours, mine, and ours, taxpayer dollars, for religious schools. Just kidding, that's terrible news. This is going into cult territory, bros. And unfortunately, not the kind of cult where we do drugs and have sex all day. Quite the opposite. Which is what I thought a cult was. This is more like a cult where a white dude bursts in your house wearing gray and white and tan knockoff Nikes. And he says, open your mouth and drink this elixir. And you're like, but will it kill me? And he's like, no, but it'll make your existence here on this spinning ball miserable for no reason. Okay, well, will you at least take your shoes off in my house? No, bitch, drink it! It's nasty, too. They want to teach Christian beliefs in public schools. Well, are they teaching people love and caring and compassion? No!
And I may just be a widow woman,
but I think that was Jesus' whole thing. WWJD, he would be nice. He would be kind. Leprosy is almost extinct because of JC. And that's more than the full body sores behind the Beta Manifesto can say. They want to end civil rights and DEI protections in government. Protections that were put in place to keep marginalized communities safe. In a system that is rigged to do the opposite. This country is designed to fit like Cinderella's glass slipper if you're a white man. So you can either acknowledge that's correct without being offended and say, since this is true, what can I do to make the playing field more leveled for my peers and friends and community members while they spin around on the same ball as me and make their life a little better? How can I fix this system in my own way? Or you're just kind of a jerk. They want to ban African and gender studies in every level of education. Come on, y'all. It's giving guilty. It's giving privacy screen. It's giving turns their phone over when they put it down. Africa? I never met him. Gender? More like bend her over. Yikes. They want to end marriage equality. It feels crazy to have to defend marriage equality. Caring about someone else's marriage is weird. Having an opinion on one consenting adult marrying another consenting adult, well, that's weird. And I'm gonna be blunt. If you are against marriage equality, you're either extremely ignorant, hopefully that's not your fault, and now that you know better, you'll do better, or you genuinely may need to speak to a professional. And you'll need to speak to a professional about why you are so obsessed with same-sex marriage when it does not affect you. And I'm confident a professional can help you through whatever those complicated feelings are. Let's call it anti-gay conversion therapy. Not sponsored by Project 2025. They want to defund the FBI.
Who gon' FBI then? Who gon' FBI then?
A mass deportation of migrants. They want to throw migrants in cages and then forget about them. These are human beings. That doesn't sound super holy to me, kids. That sounds like something soulless monsters do. Humans who left their whole world behind to create a new life in a country that constantly reminds them they're not welcome here. And the place they left was worse. Have we zero, zilch, nada, zip empathy? Feels like nah. That's what I have for the highlight reel. And I promised you that we would play Smash or Pass with the contributors of the Beta Manifesto. So here goes. Paul Dans. Either be Paul Dan or Paul Daniels. You can't be all the Dans. Pass. Stephen Groves. More like Stephen Gross. Pass. Spencer Christian. Sounds like I'm chewing on a sneeze. Pass. Jonathan Berry. Don't try to fool me with a cute fruit nickname. I know you're rotten. Pass. Adam Candube, more like Adam Candweeb. Pass. Dustin Carmack, I don't know you, but I fear you get drunk and talk really close to people in their ear with beer breath. Pass. Brendan Carr, probably popular in high school because you farted in biology class sophomore year. Pass. Ben Carsons, Not if I edged for 5 hours straight and you were the last stiffest penis on earth. Pass. Ben Cuccinelli on paper, smash. With a name like Cuccinelli, my interest is all the way piqued. In real life, he probably quotes Harold and Kumar often and he's only seen the trailer. Pass. Rick Dearborn. Pass. Diana Furchtegott Roth. I don't want to hear about how you always just got along better with the guys. Pass. Thomas Gilman seems like he ends every sentence with, I'm just saying, because he's not confident with his idea. Pass. Mandy Gunna Sakara likely gave herself the nickname The Gunna, but it ain't sticking. Pass. Come up with a better nickname, mans. Gene Hamilton. Smash. He seems weak. Like he would give over to the next woman who told him, please leave the project, you're too good for it. He's in his soft boy era, and I like that. Smash. Jennifer Hazelton would look in the mirror the whole time and ignore my needs. Pass. Troop Hemingway. Pass, pass. Dennis Dean Kirk. I feel like he has too many oil paintings of his relatives from the 1800s in his hallway, staircase, and bedroom. Pass. Christopher Miller looks like he smells like yogurt in a bad way. Pass. Stephen Moore gives always bites down on Altoids. Pass. More a Namdar, more like less a Namdar. Pass. Pete Navarro probably has a Bible quote right on his chest, but the numbers are mixed up. Pass. William Perry Pendley looks like he brings egg salad sandwiches on white bread to the meeting and whips it out right in the middle for everyone to smell. And he has a little piece of it in the corner of his mouth. Want a bite? Pass. Max Primorac is probably trying to recruit everybody for Herbalife in his downtime. Pass. Roger Severino looks like Roger Klutz, the bully from TV's Doug. Pass. Kieran Skinner has streaks at a football game with nylon tights over his head energy. Pass. Brooks Tucker would yell at me when he was playing golf and overshot. Then he'd break his golf club, and when his friends would ask what happened to your golf club, he'd make a joke about me getting mouthy. Pass. Russ Voigt would give me a UTI. Pass. William Walton doesn't like to be called Bill, okay? Pass. Hans von Sparksky, smash. He probably just walked into the wrong room and he doesn't have the courage to admit it. And lastly, Paul Winfrey. His kink is doing it in the litter box while he calls me by his cat's name. Pass.
There just aren't any good guys out there anymore.
If you haven't done so already, please like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. You can follow me at Wild Nights with Rocky on TikTok and Instagram, at Wild Nights Pod on Twitter. If you would like to watch the show with your eyes, you can subscribe on YouTube. You can also support the show for $2 or $5 a month by joining my Patreon. A big thank you and a future thank you to everyone who's written and everybody who will write a review on Apple Podcasts when this is over. It really does make a difference. And until next time, stay wild.